I wonder how many of you are feeling particularly brave. Are you feeling particularly brave? You know, you think something is slightly good, but haven't got the courage to go through. And you sit there thinking, yeah, I really should do that. I really could do that. I could do that. Anybody can join us. I've got something in my hand. I want you to come up to your while I'm speaking. I want you to ask me if you can please have it. This is brave enough to come up. Then I'll give it to you. Might be a spider. It might be something worth having. It just might be a little bit something worth having. And it just might be something you don't really want. If you're brave, come on. You can come on and ask me more. But you've got to ask me. Yes?
In our reading today,
we heard the story of how Peter was telling the people about what had happened. He was telling them about Jesus, who Jesus was, and he was telling them explaining about the Holy Spirit. Now, I remember a few weeks ago, we heard how the Holy Spirit had swept into the obscurity and had landed as coals of fire on Peter's head, and how they had started to speak out in different languages. How many of these different languages? I know I asked for the seventh week. God. It's really good, isn't it, to be able to communicate with each other. I have a lot of problems with how to communicate with people because I get all the words mixed up. I get frightened sometimes when it's not clear. And if I put in a room with people beside over there, I don't know if you'll believe this, but it is actually really true. I'm really, really shy. I go through the room, in silence, and you don't know anyone to speak to you because I just curl up. I don't really want to speak to anyone because I don't know where you are. I don't know anything about it. And I'll just go over here and sit in the corner and hope no one notices me. How many of you have that? It's horrible, isn't it? We chat and it's like curling up and dying and thinking, please, don't speak to me. Oh, Peter, was that something like that? And on this particular day, he stood up in front of thousands of people and started to speak. And he started to explain about what he needed to do to understand what happened. He introduced them to Jesus. I haven't seen anybody be very brave today. I've been away from nothing. And he started to explain to people about who Jesus was, why he came to earth, why he had died and allowed himself to be killed, and more importantly, why he came to earth. And Peter stood up and he was given a special gift. He was given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit allowed him to stand up in front of thousands of people to do mass. Who likes football? Yeah, they were there. Where's Yvonne? Yvonne loves football. Do you know, it's different, isn't it? You go to a football match and you sit there and you watch them. It'd be really hot. People say, can I do that one thing? Holly? Don't need. He does not give us things that will harm us or hurt us. I need to dance despite in my fitness hallway. God gives us that. He gives us something that we needed, something maybe that we wanted. Holy has got to be this one, and it's not God. But 50 pence, the holy might be quite a lot. How many of us are going to be brave enough to say to God this morning, I am sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the things that I've done that are not right and the things that look heavy. Please, God, bless me. Give me your Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come and give you courage. I pray that grace is mine to come off. It will give you courage, it will give you resolve. Sometimes it's really hard to do something that we know you really should do. A few weeks ago I was talking and I told you about the job that I had been given. It wasn't a job that I was to get paid for. The job was to tell you, to tell people outside about you. It's a hard thing. To open your mouth and say, actually, I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Son of God. And I believe that he came to save us. It's a hard thing to do. My mom used to be a teacher. And in the ceremony, she used to talk about Jesus just as it was to her best friend. You should talk about Master Janet. And then she says to me, "How do you talk about Jesus?" And she said, "Why do you talk about Master Janet?" She said, "That's just men running around the field, picking back a wind." She said, "My Jesus, then died to save me. And you know, he's there for everybody. He's there for you. He's there for you. He's there for those who want that time. He's there for those who want to make it. He's there for anybody who dares to ask him, who dares to say, I'm sorry. He will come. And he will help you in your life. We've all been given the gift of the Holy Spirit if we repent and if we ask Jesus in our lives and ours. Every single one of us, and it's fine. Just a few of us. I'm smiling and I said to Jesus, I want to follow you. And I remember really vividly, I'd gone to church on Saturday night, because in those days, you used to go to lots of conventions in those weeks ago. You used to go to lots of conventions and you'd use your Saturday night. And I was just thinking, I want to be beautiful tonight, like I said, Jesus. I was in trouble. And it was Easter Saturday. And I didn't have the courage to stand up and to walk forward. And I remember getting there and sitting by the fire and saying to him, "Oh, do you know, I really wanted to have said Jesus today. And I was too frightened." Jesus knows what's in your heart. But if you need to do a simple group of people, then say so in church tomorrow. You teach Sunday. I've got on my special powder coat. Some white socks and blue shoes. My little white and blue shoes. I sat there waiting for all those service. So this is our service. I sat there waiting for the minister to ask to say, anyone you want, accept Jesus. And so I was out of the light shot. And I remember standing at the front and going, I did it! Yeah. On that day, although inside I could curl up and die, the Holy Spirit gives me courage to speak out. I would never in a million years without the Holy Spirit be able to stand up here. I would never in a million years be able to stand up here and sign I don't like finances. I don't like the house because someone might see me. And as I can stand here, I'm silent from the street. I can stand here this morning and say to you, I love Jesus. I refill the Holy Spirit. And I have the courage to resolve to sit down and the strength to do what God has to do. This morning, as I was saying, I prayed. And I think it's really important to know exactly what it is that you believe. Because someday, somebody will ask you, what do you believe? Why? It's a horrible question, that one. All of you have children who know that they are true. That's the only thing they ever ask. Why? But somebody will ask you, they want to know, really, why, how, how do I know Jesus? How do I get to know Jesus? How can I have that power from the Holy Spirit to come and help me in my life? To share Jesus to be forgiven. I want to see a really, really close thing for this week. I want you to stand in the mirror and I want you to tell that person who's over there in that mirror why you believe Jesus. And just see how hard it is to actually into the words. And I want you to pray and say, God, help me to share your word to that person in the mirror and to my friends and to the people I meet. That's your challenge for this week. Learn how to tell them that Jesus loves you and that Jesus loves them. The Holy Spirit will give you power because we've been blessed.